Mark chapter 7. Then the Pharisees and some of the scribes who came from Jerusalem came together to him. And when they saw some of his disciples eating bread with defiled, that is to say with unwashed, hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, unless they wash their hands often do not eat, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the market, unless they wash, they do not eat. And there are many other things which they have received to hold, as the washing of cups, pots, brazen vessels, and tables. Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands?" He answered and said to them, "Isaiah has prophesied well concerning you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they worship me, teaching the commandments of men for doctrines.' For laying aside the commandment of Elohim, you hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups, and you do many other similar things." And he said to them, "You full well reject the commandment of Elohim, so that you may keep your own tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother, and whoever curses father or mother, let him die the death.' But you say, 'If a man shall say to his father or mother, whatever you might be profited by me is korban, that is to say, a gift to Elohim, he shall be free.' And you no more allow him to do anything for his father or his mother. Making the word of Elohim of no effect through your traditions, which you have delivered, and you do many similar things." And when he had called all the people to him, he said to them, "Listen to me each of you, and understand. There is nothing from outside a man, that entering into him, can defile him, but the things which come out of him, are those that defile the man. If any man has ears to hear, let him hear." And when he had entered into the house from the people, his disciples asked him concerning the parable. And he says to them, "Are you so void of understanding also? Do you not perceive that whatever thing from outside enters into the man, it cannot defile him? Because it does not enter into his heart, but into the belly and goes out into the latrine, purging all kinds of food." And he said, "That which comes out of the man, that defile the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man." And from there he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon and entered into a house and would have no man know it. But he could not be hid. For a certain woman, whose young daughter had an unclean spirit, heard of him, and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she prayed him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Yeshua said to her, "Let the children first be satisfied, for it is not proper to take the children's bread, and to cast it to the dogs." And she answered and said to him, "Yes, Master, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs." And he said to her, "For this saying, depart, the devil has gone out of your daughter." And when she had come to her house, she found the devil had gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. And again, departing from the borders of Tyre and Sidon, he came to the Sea of Galilee, through the midst of the borders of Decapolis. And they bring to him one who was deaf, and had an impediment in his speech, and they pray him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude, and put his fingers into his ears, and he spit, and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven he sighed, and says to him, "Ephatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spoke plain. And he charged them that they should tell no man, but the more he charged them, so much the more a great deal they published it. And were astonished beyond measure, saying, "He has done all things well, he makes both the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak."